Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. Brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Penrose, owner of Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose some common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in this amazing South Sound area. Again, my name is Dr. Jennifer Penrose, and with me today is a patient of ours, Jeff. He is going to tell his story of why he needed physical therapy a couple different times and how we've helped him with those areas. So welcome, Jeff, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
Why don't you start off by telling us how you ended up at physical therapy in the first place? And you can kind of tell a couple of the different reasons that you've had to come. So this isn't uncommon, people. We get people that have multiple things that become issues, and they come for a variety of reasons. So this will be good to hear your story a little bit.
Thanks for having me. But how I ended up at Penrose Physical Therapy. So I've been there two times for three different conditions. I was there in March of this year for scoliosis, and then I'm there now for a partial rotator cuff tear, labrum tear, and bicep tendonitis.
Just to name a few things.
And there's one more.
I know, we're not done yet.
And then I'm also there for a post-op flat foot reconstructive surgery on my left foot. But how I ended up there was through a referral through my insurance.
Sure. But you could have possibly investigated going other places, right? I mean, the referral just lets you kind of go where you want for physical therapy.
It does, yes. So this is my third different physical therapy.
A clinic, of your choice that takes your insurance, right?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, walk us through, like, what made you choose us that time then?
So the first time when the referral had went through, I saw it was going to Penrose Physical Therapy. Didn't know anything about it, didn't know where it was. And I said, you know, I haven't had the best experiences in the past with physical therapy, so I wasn't necessarily excited to go.
We hear this story all the time, by the way.
So I'm like, okay, you know, here we go again, physical therapy, you know. So first time I went was in March. I was there March and April for scoliosis.
And this is at our clinic, right?
It is.
Just to clarify.
Yep.
Okay.
And I worked with Kylie, who is phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
And so through that experience, when I went to see my doctor for my shoulder, he said, you know, we're going to send you to physical therapy. I wanted to go to Penrose. And then obviously for my foot, you know, I knew, I want to go back to Penrose again.
Yep. And I don't know that everybody realizes this, but you can choose where you go to physical therapy. Oftentimes providers might have it written out where they want you to go or suggest, but if you have a provider and a relationship and you're happy there, you have every right to go to that place. So just kind of I think sometimes people don't always realize that they do have a choice in that manner. And then if you don't know if they take your insurance, you can always call that particular clinic. We certainly work with people that their contract doesn't allow them to come and see us. We can work out cash prices too. So, and we often do free discovery visits the first time just to make sure this is the right match. So we definitely work with people, but for sure, I don't want people to think you don't have a choice in the matter. You do.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more. I think the first condition, was it scoliosis was first, right? A lot of people live with that. So people who may not know on the podcast, scoliosis is a twisting effect on your spine. And it's a very common thing that people have. My teenage son has a mild scoliosis, very mild in his low back. And he has exercises he's supposed to do.
And I'm sure he does them every day.
Right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of how it was affecting you in your daily world and then how we helped in that regard?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say probably about a year ago, I started to have this horrible pain in my upper back, rear shoulder, and it would flare up just about every day, and it would last all day long. And it was so bad that it would bring me to tears most days. I would try stretching it. One, I didn't really know what it was. I thought it was just maybe a tight muscle or something. So I tried stretching it. You know, that didn't help, which I'm sure I wasn't doing the right stretches in the first place. But the next thing that I resorted to, which was my go-to after the stretches didn't work, was if I could find Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, something just to ease the pain, you know, I was popping those just about every day. They helped a little bit, but finally it got so bad, I told my wife, I said, I've got to get this checked out. But yeah, it was excruciating, the pain.
Didn't it affect your sleep and sitting and
yes.
anything?
Yes, so I enjoy playing the, one of my hobbies is playing the keyboard.
Okay.
And it, before the pain, you know, I could sit for hours on end and play. But once the pain started to flare up, I could maybe 5 minutes. Or if the pain didn't start and I would sit, once again, maybe 5 minutes and it would flare up. And I couldn't play the rest of the day. It took away one of my favorite hobbies.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with scoliosis, that is often one of the things that people complain about. A sustained posture position starts to be problematic.
I have thoracic. So mine's in the upper where you're saying your son's is in the lower.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most people, it's in the thoracic.
Okay.
But yeah, it is a common thing for any sustained posture. It starts to be a problem.
Yes. Oh, I know firsthand.
Yeah. All right. And so kind of walk us through, when you start with us, what kinds of things did we do that made it better? Like what things worked for that?
The first day I came in, I had an evaluation, you know, with Kylie. You know, she just asked me specific questions, you know, kind of when did it start? What's the pain like? Which I had already had my x-ray sent over. So it was clear and obvious that I have a 15-degree curve in my thoracic spine, which to my understanding is very minor. So I did the evaluation. You know, she checked it out and my shoulder blade was a lot lower than what it should have been. She explained my condition. She explained why my shoulder blade was so low, why I was having the pain. She was very thorough in explaining, okay, these are the exercises, what we're going to do. We're going to basically strengthen these muscles back here to hopefully get your shoulder blade back to where it should be and get you, you know, back to playing the keyboard, things like that.
Did it work?
Oh, yes. I have. Yes.
Drum roll.
It did. So when I left in April, I haven't had, there's only been one other time where it flared up and it lasted for a couple hours. But other than that, I have no pain. And I can do anything and just about everything at the gym. I can sit down, I can play my keyboard, I can whatever, and no pain.
Are these exercises somewhat maintenance that you need to kind of keep that shoulder blade in check?
Yes, so I do these exercises, quote unquote, every day. One of the things that has really helped me is the MedBridge Go app that you guys use, because a lot of times I forget things very easily. So if I forget the exercise or if I feel like I'm not doing it right, I can just go back to that app and it shows a video, it explains it, and I say, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. You know, I'm not doing this right. So between that app, it's just a good reminder.
Yeah, you can just hit play, people. You open this app and hit play and it counts for you. It demonstrates for you. It's very, I think it's just really user friendly. So that
yes.
way you have your exercises. Most of us carry our phones wherever we go. So, you know, if you're traveling or whatever, you always have your program with you essentially.
Yes. And this is the first clinic I've been to where they've offered the app. The other couple that I've been to, it was kind of just, yeah, these are your exercises. Okay, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
No handouts, no nothing. Like, okay, am I supposed to be doing these every day? So it's been a huge help.
Well, and I think you're highlighting too, what we really try to do here is explain why you have what you have, where your pain is coming from, and then what we're going to do with the exercises to get you out of this, how they're going to help, where you should feel it. There's a lot of talking and education and explanation. I would think you probably would concur with that.
Yes. And the one thing that I would say that your clinic or practice is far above the other ones I've been to is just the one-on-one time. Like it's 40 or so minutes of just you and the physical therapist. You know, you're just talking about your condition, you know, talking about the exercises, talking just the issues you're having. And I mean, I think that right there is the moneymaker for me. Where, like I said, one place I went to, you know, physical therapists could have 4 or 5 patients at one time. And I felt like, you know, I didn't want to ask a question to put more stress on her. So I, you know, I didn't ask any questions. I would just do the exercise. And
well, there wasn't time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the experience coming here that I thought I was going to get, but it was the complete opposite. It's strictly one-on-one, you and the physical therapist for 40, 50 minutes.
Yeah. And that's by design. I just can't see how to deliver really good outcomes and really be able to think and analyze what's going on, take in the information from the patient, and then adjust accordingly and teach and educate. It definitely takes that amount of time. I think that window, that 40 to 50 minute window, is just the perfect amount of time to really get quite a bit done and and give clarity and certainty to the patient, and they walk out knowing exactly what they're going to do, what the purpose of the plan is. Everybody's on board. It works well. We will keep following that plan because it works, and it's less stress for the therapist too. I mean, there's a lot of providers right now that are headed towards burnout just because of the amount of people that they have to see in shorter amounts of time, and then the documentation piece. I think it balances out for everybody's benefit doing it this way. Yeah. So I'm glad you highlighted that. That's an important difference about us. Let's move on and talk a little bit more about the shoulder, because, man, you have a few things in that shoulder. None of those have been repaired, correct? Those tears and everything?
No.
I'm just reminding the audience, like, you haven't had surgery on this shoulder. This
no,
is
ma'am.
The injury that you've had, and you're kind of rehabbing and trying to avoid the surgery if you can, is how I understand it.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. So I'll take you, walk you back kind of how it started. So about 2009, I started to have, anytime I would be at the gym doing bicep curls, bench press, chest flies, things like that, I would get in the front part of my shoulder, kind of where your bicep is, I would get like a sharp pain. And then on the side, it was more just like a chronic, like, ow, you know, that hurts pain. And I thought, oh, it'll just go away.
We often think that.
So 11 years later, so this year, 2021, still having that same pain. It hadn't gotten any worse, but it definitely hadn't gotten any better. So I was like, you know, I've got to get this checked out. Went to my doctor. He did a bunch of strength tests on me, and he said, okay. He said, I'm going to order an x-ray. And I said, okay. So I got the x-ray. He called. He said, everything looks fine to me. He said, let's get an MRI done. So I get the MRI, and that's when the results came back in June, you know, that I had the partial rotator cuff tear, the labrum tear, and then the bicep tendonitis.
That's several things one joint. Yeah, yes. That's a lot. But I just want to highlight to the listeners that this is very common with the shoulder. We'll get people that have multiple things wrong in the shoulder, but it doesn't always necessitate surgery at that time. Sometimes it does, but a lot of times PT can be helpful. And then I think you'll kind of highlight your journey with that. I'll let you kind of dive back into like what you learned, what you couldn't do, and now what you are able to do.
Yeah.
And then some things that still are that you avoid because you know that like that's not going to work with what's going on in my shoulder. So, go ahead.
So he has suggested physical therapy. He said, you know, he said, let me send you to physical therapy. And he said, if it doesn't work or it's gotten a little bit better, but you know, there's still some pain there, he said, come back. And he said, we can try some other things. So I said, okay. So I was excited.
Yes.
Once again, the referral went to your practice, and I got signed up with Kylie once again. So I started that in August, and I was not able. I'm a side sleeper. And one of the issues I was having was I could not sleep on my right side because of the pain in my shoulder. So now I'm able to sleep on my right side, pain-free. That sharp pain I have in the front of my shoulder is gone. And there's still a little pain on the side of my shoulder, but there's nowhere near as much pain as it was. So I'm able to do more things at the gym where before, you know, I couldn't necessarily do bench press. I couldn't do bicep curls, things like that. But once again, you know, it was that one-on-one time with Kylie where she said, okay, you know, these are the issues. These are the exercises we're going to do. These are the things we're going to focus on. She's very good at, hey, let me know if something is not working. You know, let me know if you don't understand this exercise. She said, you know, we'll get in there and we'll critique it. And I let her know, you know, every time, like, hey, you know, this exercise is working well for me or this one isn't, you know, or what's a step up from this exercise? You know, I feel like I'm getting really good at this one. Is there a way to intensify it? Things like that.
And I think that's a really good point that people should realize with physical therapy, at least in our clinic, is that I often feel like we are consults. You're coming for consultation every time, and then you need to communicate feedback to us because we have a plan. We know what we want to do probably at the next visit in terms of progression. But if something has happened or something doesn't work, we can't adjust that exercise or the plan without feedback. And so it is an ongoing two-way communication for sure. And I have found over the years that sometimes people come in with this notion that because we're the provider, they're just supposed to follow what we say, yes. right? And not complain yep. and just do it. And physical therapy is going to hurt. So just, you know, yep. zip it and do it. And really to get that mindset to change it, like, no, this, we need feedback so we can adjust correctly. Because if you're doing an exercise that actually makes things inflamed mm-hmm. or worse, we're going to take two steps backwards instead of one step forward. So there is this ongoing communication the entire time that I think that's why our one-on-one, when the provider has that one-on-one time with the patient, we actually can accomplish a lot and make sure everything is mm-hmm. working the way it should be working. So it's a good point to bring up all of us, Kylie's who you primarily saw, but all of us, Harrison, Patrick, all the other therapists, that's a mission I have of training all my staff. Like, this is how we do this. And they love it because a lot of them came from clinics where they had to see multiple people faster than...
I would be stressed just looking at the physical therapist I had in the past. Like, I don't know how she does this.
I think it'd be very challenging to be able to give what you want to give to each person in that amount of four people in 1 hour. That's a tall order, a very tall order. So then going on with the shoulder, with therapy, you were able to get back to your gym routine, like you were saying.
Yeah, as much as I could, especially having the foot surgery.
Yes, that's correct. That got thrown in here. We'll get to that in a minute. But are there still things with the shoulder? Because you do have a partial rotator cuff tear and yep. that labral tear. I'm sure there was some education along the way of like what things to really stay away from long term
yes.
and that if that's acceptable to you, like functionally. So are there things that you still kind of avoid with that, but yet you're happy with where the function is at currently?
Yes, I'm still hesitant. The issue I was mainly having was pushing things over my head. So before I wouldn't do it. And unfortunately, I would just make my wife do it. So I apologize, Emily.
Love it.
Yeah. So now with the strength that I've got now, and I actually think twice and I say, okay, I think I can do this. So I'll try, but I take it very slow. And most of the time I can do it pain-free, which is my wife's happy for one.
Yes.
And then I'm also happy because I couldn't do that stuff before. I have an issue, which Kylie helped me with this big time, was with my posture. And my mechanics doing exercises, I always have to remind myself, you know, okay, am I doing this correctly? Or am I leaned over the wrong way? You know, am I whatever the issue I was having? So that's also been a huge help is, okay, your posture is all messed up. Let's correct your posture. And that was a lot of the issues I was having at the gym because I was leaning forward and my shoulders were coming forward and it was putting a lot of pressure. So now that I have the strength in my upper back to, okay, let's push those shoulders back. Let's get them to relax, things like that.
Yeah. When you have the correct posture, it puts less stress on that bicep tendon in the front, and then it puts less stress on that rotator cuff that's partially torn. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some ergonomics to learn what you have going on in your shoulder, which is not uncommon. Those are the things we yeah. see all the time in here. And I think bicep tendonitis is one of the most common, that front shoulder pain is very classic for that presentation. And it sounds like that piece completely resolved, the tendonitis piece for you.
Yes, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So
let's not bring it back.
Yeah.
Let's not bring it back. Well, good. Let's take a break for just a few seconds here to hear from our sponsor. And then we will jump back in to hear more about Jeff's foot. So we'll be back.
As a listener to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, we're offering a free 20-minute physical therapy consultation with a physical therapist to help us determine how we can best help you. To sign up, simply mention that you listened to this episode and contact us at info@penrosept.com or call us directly at 360-456-1444. That's 360-456-1444. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so we are back now for our our other segment about your foot. So, yeah, one more thing, right? So let's hear the story on your foot a little bit.
So it's my left foot, and I broke it twice playing basketball, the fifth metatarsal bone, doing the same thing. I was grabbing a rebound, came down on a guy's foot, and it snapped. Once in 2004 and once in 2009.
That's like super unlucky to do that and do it twice.
I know, I know. And the second time, 2009, was the day I got back from my deployment when I was in the service. So
oh,
it's like,
man.
Yeah. So icing on top.
Right, yeah. Right.
So the first time, you know, the typical put you in a cast for a month or 2 months, you know, kind of thing. But the second time, I remember they gave me a shoe and it didn't heal right. I was walking on it like the third day, like it was bad news. So anyways, because of that and walking incorrectly for so many years, my left foot naturally would turn to about a 30, 45 degree angle. And that's how I naturally walk.
Like kind of out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And whereas my right foot, you know, was straight.
Yeah.
So because of that, over the years, it caused me to have a flat foot. And my foot would cave in. And it would cause all kinds of pain in my foot, my ankle, my knees, my back. So, you know, I've been to numerous podiatrists over the years. And tried physical therapy at Penrose before surgery. Tried custom orthotics, over-the-counter orthotics. Nothing seemed to help. So finally, went through with the surgery. Had flat foot reconstructive surgery.
This is where they basically rebuild your foot. It is a big, big undertaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yep. Now my foot is straight, and I have a arch now in my foot. So I was 8 weeks in a boot, non-weight-bearing.
Which is not fun at all, in case anybody wants to think about that for a bit.
Yes. Yes, it was. It wasn't fun. But I knew it needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried all the non-invasive things first.
Yep. You got to that point where it's like, all right, I can't live with my leg like this.
Had the surgery in June, beginning of June. And then I've started physical therapy middle of August, coming out of the boot for 8 weeks. I had no rotation. I had no strength in my foot. I could walk on my heel, put a little bit of weight on my heel and walk. But now I'm able to, I have full 360-degree rotation in my foot with just using my ankle. I can walk the heel to toe, no
push
issue.
Off. Yep. Good.
Yep. No issue. My strength, obviously I can put full weight on it. My balance is getting there. So it's just another way that you guys have helped me. Now this one is a post-op.
Yeah.
So it's completely different than the other two. And on this one, I mainly worked with Kylie, but I worked with Erica two other times, and she's also phenomenal. And she, you know, jumped right in, read my notes, you know, asked me a bunch of questions just to get caught up. But same thing, it was that one-on-one time, you know, the, hey, if this isn't working, let me know. And yes, she was phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's just a good thing to point out to the listeners. We have providers, we have PTs, and then we also have physical therapist assistants, and that's Erica was is a PTA, and it works really well to work with two providers when you're here to be able to go back and forth. One, it allows if one of our PTs is out on vacation or sick or whatever, there's someone else who's really familiar with your case and another set of eyes. It's just another option. So it does, we do try to keep people with consistent providers. We don't really like people to see more than two so that there's that continuity of care. But at the same time, sometimes it does give, sometimes another provider will see something that the other one didn't.
Yeah, it's like a new perspective.
Yep. Or they'll communicate something in a way that the other person didn't. So it's really to your advantage, quite honestly. Like I've had lots of patients that they'll see me and then they'll see the assistant and I'll see them again and they'll say, well, they taught me this, and once they showed me this and did it this way, it worked. And I'm thinking, well, there you go. I couldn't figure that one out, but the assistant did. So the team is very much about the same principle of always communicating and checking in and getting feedback, whether it's the assistants or the PT. And if they have any doubt, they always check with the PT. So it's a very well-integrated team. And I think sometimes people's hesitancy to having a, quote, team of providers and wanting just the same person comes from their experiences in the past where they might have felt like they got passed around and didn't feel like the messaging was the same or the conversations weren't quite the same. So I can appreciate that sometimes is a hurdle that we have to overcome. But we, by and large, hear the same comments that you just gave, that it worked well.
I was initially scheduled with Kylie, but I had to change due to, I think I had another appointment or something. But anyways, they had offered, hey, you can work with Erica at this time. Kylie, she's full, the rest of the day. And I was like, well, I don't want to wait a couple more days. And it was once again that, I'm going to have to catch her up on everything. Here we go with this. But once again, it was the complete opposite. Like I said, she jumped right in and, I told her, the issues I was having. And she said, okay. And it was, almost felt like I was back with Kylie. And she did give a different perspective on a couple things. And so I was very appreciative of her, just helping me out, first time and jumping right in.
Yep. And that's how they are. So that's good to highlight that. It sounds like you think the foot reconstruction surgery is what I'm going to call it, was a good decision, because sometimes people, don't know whether they should do it or not. But it sounds like you're more functional and doing better.
Yeah. So like I said, I tried the non-invasive things first, tried physical therapy and then orthotics, but it wasn't helping.
Sometimes our body fails to the degree that it can't be rehabbed and you in a brace or an orth, it just won't quite get you to where you want to go functionally. So I get it. We do try to avoid surgery, but sometimes it has to be done. So yeah. The body sometimes fails us. That's how I say it.
Yeah. And I think one of the big reasons why I decided to go through with it, because I knew my referral was going to come to you guys. So I felt good about, okay, my rehab is going to go great. Like I know, I feel comfortable with this place. I've been here once before. I felt comfortable with the provider, with the team. So it was like that reassurance where, okay, I'm not going to start at some new clinic, not really know the providers, not know what it's like. So that was very, very reassuring.
Sure.
For me.
Yeah. So let's wrap up with a couple questions. What did you really value about coming to physical therapy? And maybe you kind of touched on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, and if there's more than one thing that you want to mention here as we summarize, what were the most important things about coming here?
It was a couple things. Like I've said before, it was a breath of fresh air, the new experience of just once again, that one-on-one time, that 40, 50 minutes of, okay, let's just focus on your condition, think what's going on. And that helped tremendously. And that is also an educational part too, where the physical therapist is explaining. Somebody that hasn't been to, that doesn't have their PhD.
Right.
Yeah, that isn't a doctor.
Yes. Put it in terms that you understand. Yes.
Yes, and explaining it, dumbing it down to where I can understand it, my condition, what's going on, why am I doing these exercises? Oh, okay, I understand now. The app that you guys use, That's huge for me, because like I said, once I'm out of here, a couple months down the road, I may be like, oh, what was that one exercise? Or am I doing this right? Oh, I can just go to the app and do it. And then it's the fluid or the continuity between providers. Like I said, working with Kylie and Erica. Once again, I was a little nervous about working with another provider. And then I do have to get a shout out to the ladies that work in the front.
Yes, there. My front desk team. We'd be lost without them.
Yeah, so Alexis, Jasmine, and Tiana. I don't know, just walking through the door, they're always in a good mood. They're always saying, asking, hi, how you doing, And if you need any kind of schedule change or anything, they're always willing to help. So all around, everybody just seems to be in a really good mood, whether it's, I get it, Monday mornings, but nobody's walking around with their head down, like mad at the world or anything, It's just, everybody's just in a good mood, asking, hey, how you doing, having conversations with you. So I enjoy talking to people. So all those three things, I would say, is what I've valued the most.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we have our staff meetings about. What can we improve? Where are the choke points? What have we noticed? And we try really hard to basically serve the people that are standing in front of us when they're here.
Yeah, right? And you guys do an excellent job at it.
So good. My coaching is paying off. Good. And then the other question to summarize too is, what do you want the listeners to know if they're home kind of putting up with kind of an ache or a pain or even something more disabling than that? Like, what do you want others to know?
If you're having some kind of pain or something doesn't feel right or whatever the case, get it checked out. Please don't be like me and wait 10 plus years where...
It's a common thing. You're not the only one.
If I probably would have got my shoulder checked out in 2009, it probably would have only just been one issue. And I could have got it fixed, and or my foot. Yes, I did wait a couple years before I saw my first podiatrist, but at that time I had already been walking funky, you know, not right for a couple years. But just go and get it checked out. I know a lot of people don't like doctors, but just do yourself a favor. Don't waste any more time because you're not going to be any younger tomorrow.
True.
Just go and get it checked out. And the second thing would be, it's okay to get a second opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think myself, put all our hope in one doctor. And, you know, if something just doesn't sound right or maybe you just didn't vibe with that doctor that well or something, it's okay to go get a second opinion.
Absolutely. Yep, agree 100%. All right. Well, thanks so much for highlighting your story.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. And see how therapy works. So, lastly, we are going to close with our usual rapid fire questions. What is something in the Pacific Northwest that you have not done yet that is on your bucket list?
Two things. My wife and I would like to go to Leavenworth and just walk around. And the second thing would be to walk the Pacific Crest Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of it. But at least a couple miles.
Yep, those are good. I actually have not been to Leavenworth at the Christmas chaos yet.
Oh,
either.
Really?
No, I haven't. We haven't decided when to do that with our three kids. It's like, when is the opportune time to do that? I don't know yet. But yeah, I agree. And then what is your favorite restaurant locally that you'll be going to soon or maybe you've been already?
My wife and I just found out that we're headed to Germany in January.
All right.
We ate at the German diner there on Martin
to
celebrate, and the food was excellent. So we're going to try as much German food we can before we head over to Germany.
All right, I'll have to make a note of that. My background is German. I don't think I've eaten at that restaurant, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
What's your number one advice for people who may feel stuck?
The biggest thing, you know, is don't suffer in silence. You know, whether it's your mental or physical health, like I said, go talk to somebody. You'll thank yourself for taking care of the issue now and not waiting years down the road like I did. And
many others do. But yes, take care. If something isn't resolving itself within a couple weeks, you know, you've given it the ice rest method and it's still kind of nagging it around, you're usually going to be better off taking care of it sooner rather than later, because the longer it goes, you know, just like with your foot, it started to affect your knee, your leg, your back. Like it starts to cascade into more problems usually.
That's why I'm always back.
But we're fixing one thing at a time. Yeah. Pretty soon you'll be good. But then if something else falls apart, you know where to come.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, brought to you by Penrose and Associates Physical Therapy. If you want some free tips to implement right away on various problems like knee pain, back pain, running injuries, and many more issues, then jump on over to penrosept.com and download the free report that fits your needs. You will receive helpful tips right away and have the choice to email in for further questions and set up a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 360-456-1444 and info@penrosept.com. You can stay connected with us at stayhealthysouthsound.com and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast.